If you're looking for creative inspiration, often all you have to do is look at all the natural beauty around us, the oceans, the mountains, the skies. And if you're looking up, chances are more likely now than ever that you'll spot some amazing birds of prey. It used to be that you had to take one of those Alaskan cruises to be sure of sighting an American bald eagle in the wild. But thanks to vigorous conservation efforts, which have removed the eagle from the endangered species list, such sightings are more common now in the lower 48. Birders and many other fans of our national symbol flock to San Mateo County to watch these impressive birds do something they hadn't done there in almost 100 years. Reporter Mike Meenan tells us about these avian visitors to the Crystal Springs Reservoir.
Lucky bird watchers have been able to see individual bald eagles from time to time around Crystal Springs Reservoir. But the last time a male and female eagle were seen building a nest in San Mateo County was in La Honda in 1915. That is, until a local birder got a surprise this March. George Chrisman says he'd been watching eagles in the watershed for a while.
And March 10th, I stopped at a pretty nice morning and found a bald eagle on that snag across the lake. And then once I put my scope on there, there was a second bald eagle. I just stayed here. I stayed here for about 4 hours and kind of waited them out to see where they were building the nest, and eventually found the spot.
Chrisman put the word out to Peninsula birding groups. The news spread fast, and over the next 5 weekends, hundreds of viewers turned out in an overlook just off Highway 280 near Burlingame. They weren't just hardcore birders, but folks eager to catch a glimpse of an iconic raptor rarely seen in the wild. The Gonzalez family made a Sunday trip from Castro Valley. 8-year-old Noah Gonzalez told me he'd been working on a school report about bald eagles, and his mom, Marisa, wanted him to have a real eagle encounter.
It was great to see it, since I've never seen one in my life.
We were just reading about it this morning in the newspaper. We talked about it, and I thought, wow, this would be a fun thing to go see. And I was able to clearly see the head of the eagle in the nest.
In other areas, birders sometimes have to hike a long way to see bald eagles. Jennifer Reisinger, president of the Sequoia Audubon Society, said this spot alongside a well-traveled road in a metropolitan area was just about perfect for both the eagles and those who came to see them.
Where the nest was viewable, albeit at a great distance, so that it was not possible for people to inadvertently harm the birds, but also people were here at an absolutely gorgeous setting. Today we have a beautiful blue sky. The lake is reflecting perfectly. It can hardly ask for better real estate than what these eagles have chosen.
For about 5 weeks, there was always one eagle on the nest, and it looked like a hatching was imminent. But then a day came, April 19th, when no eagles were visible. Then another day, then another. The adult birds had apparently abandoned the nest. It fell to Reisinger and other volunteers to break the disappointing news to visitors.
So we believe that they've had a nest failure here this year. Very disappointing, but not that uncommon.
So what caused the eagles to leave? The Audubon members early on were worried about human activity, like occasional boats on the protected reservoir or even low-flying aircraft disturbing the nest. A startling round of thunderstorms may have even played a role, but others think it could have just been the eagles' inexperience building a home.
Obviously, if they're young and maybe it's their first time, they might not build a nest that's sufficient to be deal with the fragile eggs.
Tim Sullivan is the watershed keeper with the San Francisco PUC, which controls the reservoir.
And I have a feeling that why this nest has been aborted is probably because of the fact that there was some complication, or the eggs hatched and the embryos weren't developed.
While later visitors to the viewing area had to be content with the sight of an abandoned nest instead of live bald eagles, the news wasn't all bad. Catherine Phillips, who came down from San Francisco, shared a key fact about the bird's behavior.
Eagles mate for life, and they return to the same nest year after year in their migratory pattern. So it's just a matter of time before they're back here, and we'll get to see them next year.
And Bay Area birders aren't completely shut out of a nesting eagle encounter right now, as long as they don't mind going a little farther afield. A pair of bald eagles has been returning every spring to a nest atop a PG&E transmission tower at the Calaveras Reservoir northeast of Milpitas. More nests may appear in other places in the future, and who knows? Maybe some of our national birds could be persuaded to stick around for the 4th of July. At the Crystal Springs Reservoir, I'm Mike Meenan for Cross Currents.